Now, news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
We are just days away from the Berkshire Hathaway convention. The streets are going to start filling. They're expecting thousands upon thousands of people to be in attendance. Last year, we had 42,000 people. This year, same numbers are expected. And when you think Berkshire Hathaway, you probably think about Warren Buffett. And, of course, all of the restaurants are getting ready. Grotz, of course.
Big deal, man. Yeah. The city's going to rock. We got to shine, put on our best, cleanest white shoes.
And think how, like, that's probably got to be a little, like, stressful and tiring for Warren Buffett. I mean, how much energy do you think that takes out of him? You know, to be on, and he always smiles and is hugging. And think of, like, all the selfies people will want to take with him. Yeah. I mean, it must be an exhausting week.
Imagine
for Warren Buffett. And then on top of it, you're a leader. You got to give up. And him and Charlie Munger give those that speech on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a long week.
It's like, imagine having a party. A big, giant party.
You gotta, a big party?
Yeah, a big party.
A big party.
You got to make sure everything's in order.
I mean, he's 88 years old.
Yeah. That's the thing. For a young man, that would be a lot. But 88, man, you're just like, I hope he's getting naps.
So he was already out pressing the flesh and making headlines with Mark Cuban was in town, I believe, yesterday.
So he's getting ready. What's interesting is, so Grotz is always like ground zero. Everybody loves to go. So Grotz is the steak house here in Omaha that, you know, everybody who is a Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett acolyte knows that that's where he goes to get his steak. They said during the 3-day period of the Berkshire weekend, they will serve about 2,600 people and over 1,000 T-bones and fillets.
Dang, that's a lot of meat.
Like, do they have to get like one of those, you know, those semi-coolers? You know what I'm talking about? Like where you get like the ones that are outside of the building. Yeah. Like, can you even have that many steaks just chilling out in the walk-in? I guess so.
He just did an interview. I mean, he's doing tons of them. But somebody asked him how much cash is in his wallet. You think that's interesting?
What'd he say?
He said, I probably carry maybe $400. But he says he spends cash on everything. Okay. If I'm in a restaurant, I always pay cash. It's just easier. But he says the reason he brings home that $400 is because his wife likes cash too.
He's like making
cute.
It rain
when
he gets
he
home.
He says she goes through the wallet and pulls out all the hundreds.
Oh, man. That's
She's
nice.
She's like, I love you. I mean you and your wallet.
I'll
bring
tell
home
you what,
some hundos.
There is nothing more sexier, I would think, is that a guy with just a fat wallet with some money in it versus just a card.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I try to carry some cash now.
How much cash is in your wallet?
Crack it open. What do you got?
Let me look.
I mean, because that's the thing is that guys are usually the ones carrying cash. For some reason,
and
ladies are always
all the
a
money.
Little...
All the money. All right, you ready? Who do you think has more? I can guarantee you probably Jeff.
I think DeGan probably has more cash on him.
Yeah, he's good about that. I have $4 bills, yo.
That's it?
I have just under $200.
God bless you.
Jeff, your wallet is sexy.
What's funny, though, is when women don't have any money.
Never.
Oh, dude, they never
And I know
do.
It's a fashion thing because you don't like to bring a ton of stuff or there's other stuff in your purse. But mm-hmm. like when you ask for, it's usually this exchange. Hey, do you have anything for the tip? Do you have any cash for the tip?
And you're like, no.
Your date is like, I don't have any money.
I know.
And then it sucks because you hated that you wasted an ask.
Yes.
You know what I mean? In a perfect universe, I don't want to have to ask you for money. But
of course.
I'm like, do you have any cash? And you say no. And I'm like, no.
So now you feel as if you look weak on or like less than because you had to ask. And then she's just like, well, I don't have any. So
right. And, then
were
I'm
you
still,
taking me out? I'm like, I didn't bring money.
And then I'm still paying the bill, but not getting
right.
And I'll get that extra. Can
Is
you
that
imagine?
Sexist now? Is that considered sexist
hey.
For a man to pay the bill without asking on a first date?
I don't know because I haven't gone out on a first, like a first date. In
right,
over
give us a
decade.
939-9400.
So I can't speak for the ladies now. Do you
I'm
know
saying,
what I'm
does,
saying?
Does that have any negative connotations like, ooh, who are you? Are you assuming there's a quid pro quo? You buy the meal and you're going to, I don't know. Is there a generation
well,
of
I want to talk to the person
kids
who,
that are like, don't buy my meal.
Who is like, you were buying my meal. Because I guess I don't. I could never imagine leaving out and going out without my wallet. You know, I have paid any type of expectations. So
I've been on dates where I've gotten the bill and I've paid.
And you never talked to him again, didn't you?
Right.
All right.
No. I mean, like, they were mollified. Like, it was like one of those things where it was like, I really like you. I was like, well, I'll pay. And I mean, guys are like, they didn't like that. Like, guys are like, don't pay. Don't. Oh, now I've been completely castrated. Like, you, like, I was going to pick up the tab and you completely gutted me by grabbing the bill.
And then the guy's like, wait a minute, did you say you're castrated? Okay. I guess I didn't read your full Tinder profile. Are you a dude?
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Then you're not doing it right.
Check, please.
So there is a lifespan on your couch. The average American couch is 6 years old.
Okay.
And it holds about $1.55 worth of change. Actually, couches almost have as much money in their cushions as Party has in his wallet.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Oh, my God. Probably more.
Molly, go grab.
He's so cheap.
I want you to grab your purse.
Cheapskate that the average American couch has more money in it than his wallet.
Jeez. Molly, go get your wallet, too, and I want to see how much cash you have in it.
But, you're going to be surprised.
Okay. All right. I want to hear it. But, all right. So how much is about $4 in the wallet? I mean, in the couch?
$1.55.
Oh, jeez. I barely beat that.
This is what's nuts is that they were breaking down, like, okay, so obviously the couch is the piece of furniture that's usually the centerpiece of your living room or your home. And they were breaking it down to 36 naps has happened.
In 6 years, that's it. Wow.
I know. I was like, in the lifetime of a couch, I was like, 36 naps.
You're like 3,600.
No, 36 naps this month. 32 catch-up conversations with family and friends. 21 plus sick days have happened on the lifetime of a couch.
What silly statistics.
I know. I just thought, but what's interesting is the furniture. What furniture do you buy to officially become an adult? What do you consider the thing that really makes you feel grown up? Like the piece of furniture that you buy. Like, couch is one of those things where... Even when you don't have anything else, you buy a couch. I don't necessarily think that that makes you feel like an adult. But they said the number one thing that makes people feel grown up is a dining room table purchase.
And I was like, yeah,
I could see that. Because when you live in that first apartment, you're not even thinking about a table. You're like, I'm going to eat on the couch. Like,
hey, I remember buying my first couch and I was like, so people, when you guys finally leave the house... That is just, there's just so much joy in things like buying a couch. Or like you said, Molly, a kitchen room table. You know, right. It's yours. You can do whatever you want on it.
Couch made me feel like I'd finally sort of spread my wings. But that first dining room table, you're like, wow. I mean, I got stuff now. Like, I'm planning on having grown-up meals. Like, having people, hosting people. Yeah. It's not just going to be... sitting on the floor and saying, hey, let's pretend like it's a picnic, which I did have picnic parties.
I'm sure, yeah, in the beginning of it all.
So average couch, 6 years old. Mine's way north of that.
Oh, absolutely.
I could probably, if this was like a Bear Grylls episode of like survival tactics, I could probably survive on what's in my couch for a couple of days. Food, like sure. If I had to.
Yep.
If you had to, like the guy, like the Taco Bell packet guy, right?
Taco Bell packet. I could survive on crumbs and snacks, and then how much money I could find in that thing to live on. It might buy me a couple of meals.
There you go. Probably more than mine. God, mine is just full of dog hair, I'm sure. I'm afraid to look.
Don't.
Yeah.
The fact that you haven't looked makes me all the more reason. Really? You haven't cleaned your couch?
Was there a time, you guys, I know it was, there had to be when we were younger where you had to dig through the couch and look for some extra change to buy something?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think that you would do that? But yeah.
You're like, oh, there isn't anything left because I just dug through this yesterday and I haven't invited anybody over that could sit down and deposit.
But when you find something,
the couch bank.
If you find money in the couch, it's awesome. It's like finding money in a pocket.
Found money, mm-hmm. Man.
That's just some money. Good stuff. 6 years old, though. I think that's really young for a couch. That's the average age of an American couch.
Mine's probably 10 years, maybe. Something like that. I've had it that
long. We just got a new couch. And let me tell you this, the couch that we had, that we replaced, mm-hmm. it predates me. Peter bought that as a bachelor.
Probably a lot of I can't skeletons even, hidden in that couch.
Oh my God.
It's like a couch and couch. It's like the couch and the mattress. Your new girlfriend's like, those two have to go.
Yeah.
Right. And the couch never went. So this couch was probably north of 15 years old.
That's the one you just got rid of. Couch. And we wanted you to have a yard couch and put
yes.
it up there. Like a
right.
college kid. A
porch couch. Yes. I took the picture. It was gone. We put it out in our alley. I live in Chicago. This thing weighed a ton. I paid two guys to like haul it out. It weighed so much because it was a big black leather couch. It was gone within an hour. I put it out in the alley and it was like, oh man.
Somebody just grabbed it. It's like that Enterprise ad with Kristen Bell where they're like, you can exchange stuff for a car and she drops off a easy recliner chair.
These two guys.
Yeah. She goes, I need this out of my house.
You paid two guys to come move it out?
The guys that were moving the new couch in.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have room on their truck to do the takeaway. Because the deal was, as I was like, I asked, and they said, well, ask the drivers when they come, depending on where they are in their deliveries, they might be able to just haul it for you. And they were like, you're our first stop. We don't have room on the truck for your couch.
But we'll move it outside. Say every time.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, well, it was early. It was like it was the first. So they hauled it out to the alley. But I was like, nobody's going to take this thing.
Gone.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I can't believe it. So hopefully it found a new home where it can be a porch or yard couch for somebody else. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thank you, Molly. About 47 degrees outside now. 59 is going to be your high. Avengers, biggest movie out there, fastest grossing movie. Well, I want to let you guys know we're going to have passes for you. We got some movie tickets, and we want you to have them. We're going to start giving them out to you every hour tomorrow and also Friday. So if you want to go to the Avengers, been fighting for seats, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered. All right. We'll be right back. 938-9400. Oh, the times. I don't have the times in front of me. God bless for the money montage, Molly.
We're coming up on the 7 o'clock. Hour.
7 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock.
Okay.
11 o'clock.
All right.
1 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Oh, there's a lot of opportunities today.
Yeah, we're playing a little bit of catch-up, so that last one was so difficult.
Okay.
We want to give you opportunities.
Montage 4, who knows how long it's going to last, because that last one, it went a week.
Yeah, yeah.
But we would like to give away $500.
Today would be fantastic, so it's going to be happening sometime this hour.
The Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for holding. What can we do for you?
Good morning. So you guys were talking about the big meeting this weekend.
Berkshire?
I'm sorry?
Berkshire Hathaway?
Yes. So I work at a restaurant in the little market, so we've got lots of reservations already for that. But I'm also an Airbnb host.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes. So we are completely booked. We move out of our house for the weekend, and we go stay at my daughter's house. And basically rent to our room, all of our rooms out. So my first guest comes tomorrow from Texas. And then Friday we have Japan, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania this year.
That's crazy.
So wait, they're renting rooms in your house? So all these people are staying together at your house?
They all rent rooms. We basically have we have three bedrooms on our second floor, and then we've completely redid our lower level, so that's a private. So you have two people are staying down there. I think the people from Japan are rented that out.
Okay.
So
is this the only time you do your Airbnb-ing of your home through the year? Or
no.
Okay.
No, we do it all year, but as we all know, Omaha is not the big Mecca capital to come in the winter. So we get busy usually starting in March, and then we usually stay pretty good through October. The weird part is that College World Series, because everything is so inclusive downtown now, mm-hmm. we live in Midtown, so we get a bite here and there, but most people just want, I feel they get uptown.
How many years have you done this?
This is our fourth year. third or fourth year doing Airbnb.
Have you had any negative experiences with the people that use your place during Berkshire or any other weekend?
The only thing that, well, we've had one bad review from this person that knew we have dogs. I have pictures. I talk about my dogs. They have two big labs that are 10 and 11. So it's like, they're real aggressive. And they knew we had dogs, and he was fearful of dogs. And I said, well, then maybe this is not the post, place for you. Because I'll be fine. They met him, blah, blah, blah. After 2 days, I had to have them leave because they were just being very rude to my dogs and just rude to us.
But we thought you went and stayed with your daughter.
No. Just Berkshire weekend, we go out.
Okay.
But normally, we stay in our house. When it's just a room here and there, we stay in our house.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, just Berkshire weekends that we go away because it's just my husband and I. So
that's interesting. So you have people come stay in these rooms while you're there. I mean, are you like...
What? Like a genuine bed and breakfast.
Wow. Are you making them food and everything, or...?
No, I don't make them any food. I just rent out a room. We also live really close to the UNMC, so we do a lot of doctors.
Okay.
Because of, like, the fellowship program, they need places to stay for 2 months at a time, and it's very difficult to find anywhere that you can rent for 2 months. And I live right on the Field Club Trail, so they just borrow one of my bikes and ride it to the hospital and come home and go back to sleep.
Oh, cool.
So it works well. We also host exchange students, so we always have someone strange around.
It's pretty fun.
You guys have got a very eclectic home.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. How much, you don't have to share if you don't want to, how much do you make on Berkshire Hathaway? Is it the highest of the year, I'm sure?
Well, okay. I don't believe in screwing people immensely in regards to rates because I think that's ridiculous. Do I increase my rates? Yes. I increase my rates 50%. So normally my bedrooms usually range between $50 and $60 a night for just a normal bedroom. But our private suite is $80 a night. I'm charging $129 for that and $99 for the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So,
I should come stay with you sometime.
Yeah. and the funny thing is people were like, well, that's really expensive. And I said, yeah, but if you're a long-term stay person, which we do a lot of long-term people, like I had a kid coming May 11th for 3 months. He's going to be intern at the zoo. So I'm charging, $800 for the entire month. But that includes utilities, cable, internet, use of my kitchen, free laundry. I mean, what else do you need to spend money on?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be funny if Warren Buffett himself rented out his place during Berkshire weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to crash on a friend's couch.
That would be awesome.
All right. If we're holding, we have a gift card for you. We're going to give you a good... We have a $25 gift card to...
Come and go.
Come and go. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, what restaurant? Do you want to give a plug? What restaurant do you work at?
I work at Hero 88 in the Old Market.
Oh, yeah. We know Charlie.
We love that.
We're friends with Charlie. We like Hero 88.
Yeah. It's so funny because we're kind of upset. We don't get to be in the Old Market directory because technically we are one step of the step outside the Old Market.
Oh no!
Because we're west of 13th Street. We are not considered the Old Market,
even though we do. It's right there.
Isn't that ridiculous? I know, right?
Right.
There. Hero 88, 13th and Jackson.
Yeah.
The ladies love Hero 88.
Yes, they do.
So I'm there every day at lunch.
All right, dude, open up your wallet. How much money you got in your wallet right now? Cash.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Yeah.
In my wallet, I think I have like $29.
Okay, you have more money than
you
me.
You wait tables. I'm surprised.
There you go.
No. Here's the deal. I never carry that money. That money goes into my bank, and I deposit it like it's a paycheck once.
Okay. Because that was the one thing. Servers are usually like crazy flush because you're like, I mean, it's a cash business, so.
Well, if I didn't have bills to pay, I would be.
I know. I hear you. Hey, Patty, thank you, dear. Hold on the line, all right?
We'll get all your stuff. The story was that Warren Buffett, somebody asked him, how much money's in your wallet just the other day? And he said, about $400. But you know, if you do carry cash, he says he likes to only spend cash when he's at restaurants. You do tend to spend less. You know, when you physically hand over cash, you feel the pain of what this costs. So it really is a smart thing in theory to get away from the credit because... It's tangible.
It costs more money.
It limits your spending. Yeah, when you're just swiping.
Oh, you don't see it. You don't feel it until later.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Call now and you can win $500 with the free Money Music Montage. Think you can name all five songs? We'll see. Call our 9 at 402-938-9400. Just might win $500 from Channel 94.1.
All right, you heard the cue to call.
Is it? Yeah.
Now we tech caller 9.
Yeah,
chance to win $500, free money, music montage.
Let's get to know her a little bit. Hello, what's your name?
Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How much money you got in your wallet right now?
$30.
All right, let's increase that to $530.
Sounds good.
All right, Wendy, have you been playing along like last week and this week?
I have not.
Have you heard any of these montages? Like, do you know kind of how it works?
No.
Okay. Ooh, this is what the people playing the game love to hear.
Yeah, but it's the first one.
That's okay, Wendy.
Yeah, it's the first one. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a quick montage. It's got five songs in it. You got to name them off in order, whether it's artist or song or featuring artist. You got to get that in order of the list, okay?
Don't have to have both. Don't have to have both, but either or. If you know that, that's that title or that's that artist.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, you ready?
Ready?
Yep, ready.
Here we go. All right, there it is. There it sits. Can you give us the first one in that montage?
The first one in that montage. Can you play it one more time?
No, we can't. I wish we could.
All right. Darn it. I don't know.
All right. You don't even want to guess?
Taylor Swift.
No.
He just wanted to use the button on you.
I know. He just likes it.
He just likes buzzing ladies.
That's okay.
Wendy, you can keep playing. We'll get you next time.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 9 o'clock hours the next time this morning, okay? Women don't like the buzzer? Come on. It's the buzzer. I thought they liked the buzzer.
I think these are hard.
They are hard, man. They're very difficult. But 9 o'clock hours.
I mean, it is $500. We can't just sit it on the windowsill.
Cannot be easy, and it won't be easy. All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's happening?
Jonas Brothers are teasing a tour. They have announced, they've teased tour dates on Twitter under the hashtag Happiness Begins. And while Omaha is not on the list, it does appear that Kansas City at the Sprint Center on September 22nd is going to be one of their stops. Now, this doesn't mean that we can't possibly get added to like an extended lineup.
There's holes in that schedule. This is very preliminary. I mean, some of the dates are just a city, you know, that don't even have the venue yet.
Okay.
Like September 16th just says Minnesota.
Oh, so it doesn't have any.
Actually, it's the Xcel. It's the Xcel Energy Center in Minnesota.
That's where it should be, in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But the initial list was pretty vague. Like it had stuff, you know, like they're filling it out. So
hopefully.
Goes St. Louis on the 14th, Minneapolis on the 16th, Milwaukee on the 17th, and then Kansas City on the 22nd. That would be like our hub areas.
That we could slide one in on probably that it would be like the 19th, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
So stay tuned, but if you want the details, you can go to channel941.com and we've got the list there chilling for you. Tonight are the Billboard Music Awards. Opening the show, Taylor Swift is going to be taking the stage with Brandon Urie of Panic at the Disco for her new single, Me.
That'll be massive.
Yes. It will be.
We're going to see Madonna, right? She's spending
Didn't she pay her way on
millions of dollars for this production?
Dollars. $5. I'm like, either it's the most amazing song or she's spending $5 million bucks because it's such a stinker.
Listen, either watch or DVR because I think there might be a Madonna moment. I mean, if she's spending that much money, I think she definitely wants to make up an impact tonight on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. Out of Pocket, that was the headline, Madonna going out of pocket on the stage elements. Are Joe Bros going to perform live or be there?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out because they have not been on the list, but it seems as though they have some mighty momentum right now. Who knows? Maybe they'll be like a surprise, but usually today it's the day of. I know that Mariah Carey's getting the Icon Award, and they've talked about presenters that have been added are going to be Game of Thrones. What do you call it? Sophie Turner, but okay. her fiance is Joe Jonas.
He'll be in the audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know if, like, maybe that'll be, like, a magic moment.
Right. So what time does it start? 7, normal time?
Yeah, NBC okay. tonight.
All right.
So Billboard Music Awards.
So do you think that's accurate? The headline that was in the Daily Mail said that Madonna was spending $5 million of her own cash on the Billboard Music Awards performance featuring holograms and CGI. So it's a production. And if you think Taylor Swift's opening the show...
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's not going to get outshined.
No.
So I think it's going to be a pretty big night.
Because it's out of nowhere. Like, the Billboard Music Awards just kind of snuck up. You know, it's like, it's a Wednesday night. Why not? All right, that's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.